Reading can be found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 32 to 40.
在希伯来书十一章三十二节到四十节。
Hebrews 11:32-40.
大家打开后就前天我来读。
When you find it, I'll read it for you.
我又何必再说呢？若要细说，一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗塔、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。又有人忍受喜弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁、各种的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害，在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却荣为得着所应许的。因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。我们下面把时间交给Pastor Paul。
Now we give the time to Pastor Paul.
This morning I'd likeyou to close your eyes and imagine with me.
今天早上我想要大家闭上我们的眼睛，然后我们一起来想象。
Imagine that it's a cold, drizzly day.
想象是一个很寒冷的雨天。
Some of your friends, family members, and people from this church are slowly walking into a mortuary chapel.
你的一些朋友、你的家人，还是教会的朋友，慢慢的走进一个殡仪馆。
The organ music is somber.
这个管风琴的音乐呢是阴阴沉沉的。
There are flowers surrounding the casket.
在棺材的旁边呢有许多的鲜花。
Who is in that casket?
谁在这棺材里面呢？
Go ahead.
你往前去。
Take a look.
你看一下。
The face looks familiar.
这个脸庞看起来很眼熟。
In fact, the face is yours.
原来这个是你的脸。
Now, listen to your friend give your eulogy.
然后你听听看你的朋友在跟你做追悼词。
Is he struggling for anything significant to say about your life?
他是不是在想要讲说你生命当中有什么有意义的贡献的时候，是很挣扎的在想这些字眼呢？
What would he say about your spiritual life?
那这个人他在讲你的属灵生活是怎么描述的呢？
Can he confidently describe you as a person who faithfully served God and loved people self-sacrificially?
他是不是可以很有信心的描述你是一个有忠心侍奉主？
Does he even know for sure that you definitely had accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and that your soul is with the Lord?
他是不是坚决的知道说你已经接受耶稣基督成为生命的救主，而且你的灵魂现在已经跟主同在了呢？
Okay, now open your eyes.
现在我们可以张开眼睛。
Later on this afternoon,Wei An Chan is going to lead us in a song entitled "May All Who Find Us Faith, May All Who Come Behind Us Find Us Faithful."
等一下呢，那个我会有领诗带领我们唱，说让大家都见到我们忠心的见证。
So the question I'd like to ask all of us today is, will all of those who come behind us find us faithful?
所以我今天要问你们的问题就是说，是不是所有在我们后来来的人都会见到我们忠心的见证呢？
When they look through what's left behind on your computer and when they talk to those people who know you best, would they be impressed with your faithfulness to God?
所以当这些人在你身后 在看你电脑上面所存留的档案，或者在跟一些最熟悉你的人谈话的当中，他们是不是会发现说你是一个神忠心的仆人呢？
More importantly, when God looks at your life, will He declare that you were faithful to Him?
更重要的是说，当神在回顾你一生的时候，他是不是也说你是良善忠心的仆人呢？
We someday welcome you into heaven and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
是不是有一天神他会欢迎你到天家，然后跟你说，做得好，我这个良善又忠心的仆人。
In order to answer these questions, we need to ask some more basic questions.
所以你要回答这些问题的时候呢，我可能要问你一些更基本的问题。
We need to ask questions like, what qualities do men and women of faith have?
所以要问的可能是说，这些信心的男人跟女人，他们拥有是什么特征呢？
What things do I need to do in order to be declared faithful to God?
我必须要做什么才能够被在神的眼中呢？神说你是一个忠心的，是一个有信心的人呢。
Hebrews 11 verses 32 through 40 gives us some valuable insights to those questions.
所以希伯来书十一章三十到四十节呢，给我们一些对于这些问题的一些精细的解答。
The previous verses, the writer of Hebrews described 10 individuals who belong to God's hall of faith.
所以呢，在前面的几个章节，几个经文呢，这个作者呢，希伯来书作者他就讲到说，在这个神国里面的信心的名人榜有十个。
And by the time he gets to verse 32, the writer realizes that he doesn't have enough time or space to describe in detail all the mighty men and women of faith who actually belong there.
所以呢，但是在三十二节开始呢，这个作者发现说，他实在是没有空间，也没有时间再多加描述这一些信心的伟人他们所做的事情。
So he starts his miscellaneous list of men and women of faith, the mighty saints who belonged in that hall of faith.
所以呢，在这个神国里面信心的名人榜当中呢，这个作者他就开始列了一长串的这些人名出来。
These saints.These believers can be separated into two main categories.
所以这些信心的圣人，他们可以分成两大类。
First, in verses 32 through 35, the writer of Hebrews describes the saints who experience great spiritual victories.
所以第一类呢，是在三十节到三十五前半，在讲说这些信心的伟人呢，他们呢是经历了许多属灵上面的胜利。
Second, in verses 35 through 39.He describes the saints who seem to experience some apparent spiritual defeats.
那接下来在三十五节后段到三十九节呢，他描述的这些属灵伟人，他们经历的是属灵上的失败。
Those who come behind us find us faithful. We must respond to the victories and the defeats in our lives in the same way that these men and women did.
所以呢，要让我们后来的人看到我们的生活的见证呢，会觉得我们是忠心的仆人的话，那我们就必须要面对生活当中属灵的成功跟失败呢，就像我们以前属灵的伟人，他们怎么样面对属灵成功失败，要有一样的做法。
So as we take a look at these mighty men and women of faith, we need to ask ourselves, do I respond to spiritual victories and defeats in my life the same way?That these heroes of the faith did.
所以当我们看到在我们之前那些属灵的伟人他们的经历的时候，我们就要想到在我们的生命活当中，我们面对属灵的成功或失败，是不是跟他们的反应是一样？
So let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 11 verses 32 through 35 to discover the first characteristic of faithful men and women of God.
所以第一部分我们先来看希伯来书十一章三十二到三十五节半段，在讲到说这个信心的伟人，他们必须要第一个是什么特征
？So Mavis will read it in Mandarin, and those who prefer English can read it on the screen.
好，在 PowerPoint 上面有英文，那我来读中文。我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他。大卫、撒摩尔和众先知的事，时候就不够了。他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢， 打退外邦的全军，有妇人得自己的死人复活。
The first characteristic of mighty men and women of faith is that they dare glorious victories.
所以呢，第一个特征，这些信心伟人的特征呢，就是他们勇敢地追求属灵的荣耀。
These men and women could have easily compromised their faith so that they could have avoided dangerous situations.
这些人他们其实呢，可以很轻易地就妥协了。
But instead, they looked danger directly in the eye, and then they took courageous risk and experienced great spiritual victories.
但是他们轻易地妥协的话，他这样就逃过了这些困难的环境。但是这些人他们却是正视他们的困难，他们勇敢地来追求这些很荣耀的胜利，在属灵上面荣耀的胜利。
So instead of running away from Goliath, David killed Goliath with a stone.
所以大卫王他没有看到这个哥利亚巨人，他就逃走，他反而呢用弹弓把他给杀了。
So instead of bowing down to the idols, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown in the fiery furnace and came out as uncharred heroes.
所以呢，这些这个沙伯拉、米撒跟伯尼哥，他们没有向外族的偶像来敬拜。那因为如此呢，他们被扔到巨火里面，可是他们却是英勇式的出来，却没有被烧死。
Instead of obeying the command to stop praying, Daniel was thrown in the lion's den and he came out uneaten.
那但以理呢？他没有听从说不可以祷告的这个命令，他继续祷告，所以他被扔到狮子坑里面去了，但是呢却活着出来，没有受伤。
So where are the men and women today who are willing to take those dangerous risks for God?
那在我们现在的生活当中，我们看不看得到这些伟人，他们为了神愿意冒险，所以他们能够得到属灵荣耀的胜利呢？
Teddy Roosevelt once said,Far better it is to dream mighty dreams and dare glorious victories, even though checkered by defeats, than to enter that gray twilight of people that know neither victory nor defeat because they fear to fail.
So, 罗斯福总统曾经这样讲，我们应该要有伟大的梦想，而且要勇于追求荣耀的胜利，而不是在这个参加这个在灰暗的暮色当中的这一群人，他们因为害怕失败而不敢去尝试，所以他们从来都不知道胜利跟失败是什么样子。
Which group do you belong to?
那你是属于哪一群人呢？
When those who come behind you, will they look at your life and say, "Wow, this person really dared glorious victories"?
在我们之后的人来。看到我们的生活，他们会怎么说呢？他们会说：“哇，这个人，他为了神的缘故，他愿意做勇于的追求属灵上面得胜的荣耀的得胜呢？”
Or they discover that you're always so afraid of failing that you had entered that gray twilight of people that knew neither victory nor defeat.
还是他们看到你的生命，然后就说。哦，这个人他又害怕失败的缘故，所以这个人他就加入了在这个灰暗暮色当中的人群当中。他们因为害怕失败，就不敢去冒险，所以他们连成功失败是什么滋味都不知道。
We could take weeks to study the character qualities of the heroes of the faith who dared these glorious victories.
但是我们如果仔细的来研读这些信心伟人，他们怎么样勇于追求荣耀的胜利？的话我们花很多个礼拜的时间才能研究完。
But I would like to mention two qualities that these heroes had.
但是我在这边要提两个他们最重要的特色。
The first quality of the people who dared glorious victories is that they prayed for glorious victories.
那第一个他们拥有的特点呢，他们勇于追求这个荣耀的得胜的特点，就是他们勇于为这个荣耀的得胜来祷告。
Gideon prayed before he and his army defeated the Midianites.
在基甸呢，他在打败米甸人之前，他就是为他荣耀的得胜来祷告。
Samson prayed before he defeated the Philistines.
参孙 在他打败非利士人之前，他也是为他荣耀的得胜来祷告。
The book of Psalms is filled with prayers that David prayed before he gained mighty victories over his enemies.
那我们在诗篇里面呢，看到大卫王他在多次的在荣耀的胜仗之前都是祷告。
All of these men knew that their enemies were much stronger than them.
因为这些信心的人，他们知道说他们的对手、他们的敌人是比他们要更强大。
However, they knew that God was much stronger than their enemies, and if they prayed, they would experience glorious victories.
但是他们知道神比他们面对的这些敌人更强大，所以如果他们祷告的话呢，他们就会经验这些荣耀的胜利。
I'm convinced that as we draw closer to the second coming of Jesus Christ, that the spiritual battles will become more and more intense.
我相信当我们在面对基督的再来越来越靠近的时候，我们在属灵上的征战呢就越来越强烈。
Satan's dark armies of darkness are much stronger than all of us are.
撒旦他手下的这些黑暗的势力呢是比我们任何一个人都还要强大。
However, the Bible says, greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world.
但是圣经告诉我们说，那在我们里面的比在这世界上的更大。
If we pray for great victories, we can expect great victories.
如果我们为大胜利来祷告的话，我们就会经验大胜利。
So we need to ask ourselves a rather convicting question.
所以我们要问我们自己一个很重要的问题。
What are we praying for that if God would grant, only He would get the glory because it's so amazing?
所以如果神说他只应允你在你的祷告里面应允了之后，神会得到这个大荣耀大胜利里面的荣耀的话，那你要为什么事情祷告？
In other words, what are we praying for that we don't really have the ability to accomplish in our own strength?
也就是说，如果我们知哪一些东西是我们知道用我们自己的能力没有办法达到的事情，可是我们为这些事情让神来成就来祷告呢？
You see, our Christian lives are so boring because we have such a boring prayer life.
但是我们知道说，常常基督徒的生命呢很无聊，因为呢我们都为一些很无聊的东西来祷告。
It's almost like we're praying to a weak God and we don't want to disturb him by asking him anything that he can't actually accomplish.
就好像说我们觉得我们神没有什么能力，所以呢我们向他祷告的时候就要一些不光紧要的，因为怕说你要一些比较困难的话他就做不到。
And so we go to prayer meetings and we pray small prayers.
所以我们去祷告会的时候呢我们就会小事祷告。
We pray to get a good grade in chemistry.
我们就为了说，哎，我化学的成绩好一点。
We pray for our sister's toe that it will get better.
我们就为我姐姐的脚趾头受伤来祷告。
Now, those are good things to pray for.
那这些是好的东西，要为他们祷告。
But where are the big prayers for glorious victories?
但是我们需要祷告为大的荣耀的得胜的这些事情来祷告。我们祷告了什么呢？
Where are the passionate prayers that this church will be inflamed in revival?
我们什么时候为这整个教会可以为了圣经来火热来祷告呢？
Where are the prayers that the governments of North Korea and Iran will begin to allow Christians to evangelize freely?
我们有没有为这个北韩或者像伊朗，他们可以让基督徒可以自由的传讲福音这样的事情来祷告吗？
Where are the prayers that our government officials will repent from their wicked ways and declare it illegal to kill unborn children?
那我们有没有为这些政府的在位的人来祷告，让他们能够为他们的罪犯来忏悔，然后让愿意不让他们下面不要再为这个还没有出生的孩子堕胎杀害这些孩子的事情来祷告吗？
The Bible says we have not.Because we ask not.
圣经说我们得不着，因为我们没有求。
We have no business to complain about people in the church or the lack of freedom in China or the moral corruption in our government if we are not passionately praying for them.
如果我们没有认真的为这些事情祷告的话，我们就没有办法批评说教会的人如何的不火热。这个集权的国家怎么样不让基督徒传福音，或者这么腐败的政府怎么样的做一些伤害人民的事情。
I believe that we as Christians need to do a whole lot less pouting and a whole lot more praying.
所以我相信基督徒们，我们身为基督徒的人，必须要更少的批评，更多的祷告。
We need to pray more as individuals.
我们身为个人，必须要更多的祷告。
We need to pray more as small groups.
在我们小组里面需要更多的祷告。
And we need to pray more as a whole church.
身为一整个教会，我们也需要有更多的祷告。
So let me ask you one more time.
所以让我再问你一遍。
What are you praying for? That if God would grant, only He would get the glory, because it's so amazing.
所以你要为哪一些事情祷告呢？如果神告诉你说，你为这些伟大的、荣耀的、得胜的事情祷告，他会得到荣耀的话，那你为什么祷告？
Another description of men and women of faith who dare glorious victories is that they get out of their comfort zone.
另外一个，这些信心的伟人，他们得到荣耀的得胜的一个特征呢，另外第二个特征就是他们要离开他们觉得安全的环境当中。
Gideon would never been able to defeat the Midianites if he would have never left the farm.
基甸，他如果没有离开自己的所觉得安全的这个农田的话呢，他没有办法去打败基甸人，埃米甸人。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would never been able to quench the fury of the flames if they hadn't been willing to stand up when everybody else was bowing down.To that nine-story gold statue.
所以撒德拉、米撒跟伯尼哥，他们如果没有信心，他们不跟其他人一样，像这个九层楼高的金色的这个偶像膜拜的话，他们就没有办法在烈火当中扑灭这些火的攻击。
Daniel would never been able to shut the jaws of the lions if he hadn't been willing to continue to pray.Even when prayer had become outlawed.
但也如果他没有，虽然是在禁止祷告的状况之下，他还继续祷告的话，那他就不会有机会被扔到狮子坑里，却是封住狮子的口。
So are you willing to step outside of your comfort zone?
所以你愿意离开你自己觉得舒适的环境吗？
A comfort zone is an area in which you feel comfortable.
所以comfort zone 就是你觉得很舒服的这个区这个地方。
Most of us have our thermostats set somewhere between 68 to 80 degrees, depending on whether it's summer or winter.
所以大部分呢，我们在家里的温度计呢，就是调到差不多68度到80度，就看现在是冬天还是夏天，但是范围大概是如此。
So 68 to 80 degrees is what we would call our temperature comfort zone.
所以68度到80度呢，就是我们说是我们温度上面一个最舒适的范围。
But if you're not willing to go out when it's less than 70 degrees, you'll never discover the thrill of snow skiing.
但是呢，如果你不愿意离开这个你觉得下限68度的环境去的话呢，你永远就没有办法享受到滑雪的乐趣。
It's usually not very fun to go swimming in our gorges unless we go outside when it's over 80 degrees.
那如果呢，超过80度的时候，你又不愿意离开这个80度以内的范围去外面，在我们的山谷里面游泳，在溪里面游泳的话呢，就不好玩了。
In the same way, you will never experience great spiritual victories unless you're willing to get outside of your spiritual comfort zone.
如果你不愿意在你属灵的这个舒适范围走出来的话呢，我们就没有办法大大的经验到属灵上面荣耀的大得胜。
Most of us have a spiritual comfort zone.
所以大部分的我们都有一个属灵里面的这个舒适的范围。
It's a place where we feel comfortable and we don't have to take any spiritual risk.
所以呢，这个范围就是说呢，我们觉得在这里面很舒服，而且呢，不需要冒什么危险。
But you'll never experience the thrill of leading somebody to believe in Jesus unless you're willing to witness to them.
但是呢，你如果不愿意为这些你不认识的人做见证的话呢，你就没有办法经验到让带领这些人信主的这些快乐。
You'll never experience the thrill of going on a mission trip unless you apply to go on that mission trip.
那你呢？如果你从来都不申请，也不想要去参加这个宣教的活动的话呢，你就没有办法享受这个宣教的快乐。
You'll never feel the thrill of a renewed friendship unless you are willing to ask that person for forgiveness.
如果你从来都不愿意主动的跟对方道歉的话，那你就没有办法享受你们和好的这个快乐。
Are you living in a spiritual comfort zone?
所以你是不是现在自己就躲在你这个属灵里面的舒适的范围之内呢？
Is God challenging you to do something, but you're too afraid to step outside of it?
神有没有现在正在向你提出挑战，但是你因为害怕的关系，你不愿意离开你舒适的范围呢？
Some of you may not even know that God is challenging you to dare glorious victories because you have not been listening to His voice, or because your heart has grown so callous and comfortable that His voice sounds very dim.
那在我们当中有一些人甚至于不知道神正在挑战我们，让我们能够勇于的追求这些属灵的大胜利。因为呢，有些人他们是没有仔细的聆听神的呼召，或是有些人他们心是如此的刚硬，所以神的呼召都进不来。
Romans 12 verse 3, the Apostle Paul says, "But for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you."
保罗在罗马书十二章三节这样讲：我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
We need to think of ourselves according to the faith that God has given us.
我们个人要看自己，按照神所赐给我们的信心，看得我们自己合乎中道。
That means that some of us may need to take baby steps of faith before we're ready to take giant leaps of faith.
也就是说，对于一些人来讲呢，可能他们在信心上面所要走踏出的是一小步一小步的走，然后才能够大跳跃性的走。
That means that some of us may not be ready to go cold contact witnessing on the commons, but at least we can invite our friends to church.
那所以呢，有些人他们可能还没有准备好，要跟一个陌生人在校园里面跟陌生人马上就这样子做见证。但是呢，至少我们可以从身边认识的朋友开始邀请他们上教会。
Some of us may not be ready to go on an overseas mission trip, but at least we can befriend an international student.
那对我们当中有些人来讲呢，可能还没有准备好要到外国去做宣教，但是至少呢，我们也可以在这里跟一些国外来的学生做朋友。
Some of us may not be ready to talk to our parents about the pain of our childhood, but at least we can begin by telling them that we love them.
在我们当中，有些人可能还没有准备好要跟他自己的父母沟通，他们小时候所经过的一个痛苦。但是至少呢，你可以跟你的父母表达你对他们的爱。
We can never experience glorious victories unless we're praying for those glorious victories.And unless we're stepping outside of our comfort zone.
所以除非我们是愿意勇于的为我们想要得到这个荣耀胜利来祷告，而且除非是我们愿意离开我们自己所舒适的环境的话，我们就不能经验到荣耀的胜利。
What glorious victories are you going to pray for consistently throughout this semester?
所以在这一整个学期当中，你是愿意持续不断的为哪一样荣耀的得胜来祷告呢？
What do you need to do?Even this week, to step outside of your comfort zone.
所以，甚至于就只是在要来的这个星期当中，你愿意做什么事情，让你自己是离开你觉得舒适的这个范围之外呢？
Good intentions are not enough.
所以呢，你心里愿意想要做是不够的。
We need to set goals.
你必须要有一个目标。
We need to have somebody hold us accountable.
你必须要对别人你要对别人负责。
And then we need to do it.
而且呢，你要去做。
Ask God to give you a dream of a glorious victory, and then after worship service, tell somebody your prayer request in what you need to do in order to get out of that comfort zone.
所以我们求神给我们一个想要有荣耀得胜的这样的梦想。然后在崇拜之后呢，你跟你的朋友说，你必须你需要他为你这个事情怎么样祷告。
After writing about the glorious victories that mighty men and women of faith had experienced, the writer of Hebrews pens the following words in the middle of verse 35.
所以当这个希伯来书作者呢，他把这些信心伟人所经验到的这个荣耀的得胜写完之后呢，他在第三十五节当中就写了这个下面的这些字眼。
Others were tortured.
又有人忍受严刑。
Did you just feel a sudden chill in the air?
你们突然觉得空气都凝结了。
Did you sense a dark cloud starting to overshadow us?
你们发现那个黑暗的乌云马上给笼罩下来了。
You see, starting in verse 35, the tone of the author changes into a somber, dark mood.
所以呢，从三十五节开始呢，这个作者的语调呢，突然就变得阴阴沉沉。
You see, it's true that sometimes when we dare glorious victories, God does some mighty, awesome things in our lives.
所以我们看到，当有些时候呢，我们勇于追求为这些荣耀得胜来祷告的时候呢，神就让我们得到大荣耀、大得胜。
But it's also true that sometimes when we dare glorious victories, things don't work out the way that we would have liked.
但是有些时候呢，我们勇于追求这些荣耀得胜的时候呢，这个结果却不完全是照我们想象的发生。
Sometimes God seems to fail us.
有时候呢，看起来好像神他没有成就。
We experience apparent spiritual defeats, even though we had prayed.For spiritual victories.
所以呢，我们好像是虽然是为属灵的得胜来祷告，可是我们得到的却好像是属灵的失败。
We actually end up getting hurt when we step outside of our comfort zone.
所以当我们离开我们觉得舒适这个范围之外呢，反而好像受伤了。
So what should we do when we experience these apparent spiritual defeats?
所以呢，当我们在经历这个看起来好像是属灵的失败的时候，我们要如何反应呢？
Verses 35 through 39 offers us some valuable insights into these questions.
所以在35节下半到39节呢，就告诉我们一些比较深入的看法。
These verses reveal the second characteristic of mighty men and women of faith.
所以在这一些经节里面呢，就告诉我们这些信心的伟人他们的第二个特征。
You see,Mighty men and women of faith not only dare glorious victories, but they also persevere through apparent spiritual defeat.
也就是说，这些信心的伟人，他们不光是有经历过这些荣耀属灵的胜利，他们呢也能够忍受这些属灵的失败。
The writer of Hebrews gives three main categories of apparent spiritual defeat.
所以希伯来书作者呢，他就给了三个。最主要的这个属灵的失败的分类。
And as we study these three categories, ask yourself the following question: Would I be willing to continue to remain loyal to Christ, even if these horrible things happen to me?
所以，当我们在看这三类属灵的失败的时候呢，我们就问我们自己：当我们在经历这样子的失败的时候，我们是愿意持守我们的忠诚，继续我们的追求呢？
The first category is seen in verses 35 through verses 37, and Mavis will read these verses as we.
所以第一类呢是在三十五节到三十七节，我们可以看到，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且的释放，为了是要得着更美的复活；又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁。各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯死，受试探，被刀杀。
First type of apparent spiritual defeat is persecution.
所以第一个属灵的失败呢，就是受到逼迫了。
This is when the bad guys seem to win.
那也就是说，好像是坏人在胜利得胜。
Some of us may have a mistaken view of the Bible that the good guys always win.
所以有些人呢，看圣经可能不一定很准确，他们以为说好人一定永远都是赢的。
But a lot of times the bad guys won.
但是很多时候呢，坏人反而赢。
Most of the prophets and apostles were killed for their faith.
因为绝大部分的先知还有使徒都是因为他们的信仰而被杀。
For example, legend says.That Jeremiah was stoned to death by the Jews in Egypt because they did not like him preaching against their idolatry.
举例来说，好像耶利米他在埃及成俘的时候，被埃及的犹太人用石头打死的，因为他们不喜欢耶利米在那个地方传福音。
Legend also says that the prophet Isaiah was martyred.
又有人说这个先知以赛亚 他是殉道。
Apparently, the wicked king Manasseh wanted to kill Isaiah, so Isaiah tried to hide in the hill country around Bethlehem.
因为马拉西他是一个恶的王，他想要杀先知以赛亚，所以以赛亚就躲在伯利恒附近的山丘里面。
But Manasseh's thugs caught him, and then they sawed Isaiah into two with a wooden saw.
但是马拉西王他的手下呢，他们抓到了以赛亚，然后就用锯子把他锯成一半。
Most of us have heard about the persecution of Christians experienced in some communist and Islamic countries.
那大部分我们都听过，在一些共产国家或者在一些回教的国家，基督徒如何的受到逼迫。
Most of us have never been physically persecuted for our faith, but some of the people in our church have been verbally persecuted for their faith.
我们在座大部分可能都没有在肉身上面经历过在属灵上面受到逼迫，但是呢，可能在言语上面我们有受到迫害。
Some of us have been mocked as being foolish for believing the stories that are in the Bible.
有些人因为表示了我们相信圣经里面的事件而被人家嘲笑。
Some youth are not allowed to go to church because their parents think that the whole Christianity is just mythological.
那有一些人没有办法教会，因为他们的父母觉得说这整个基督教的这个基督教的信仰呢是不合逻辑的。
It'd be great if God would always immediately rescue those who go through persecution, but sometimes he doesn't.
当然，如果神他立刻在这些人受到逼迫的时候就拯救他们，当然是最好。但是有些时候呢，事情不是这样。
So is your faith strong enough that you could persevere through persecution, even to death?
所以你的信心是足够强吗？虽然你在受逼迫的时候，你还是可以坚忍。坚忍度过这个迫害，甚至于死亡吗？
Second category of apparent spiritual defeat is found in verses 37 and 38.
那在这个属灵的失败第二类呢，是在37节后半到38节这样说：披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害。在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。
Not only should we persevere through persecution, but we should also persevere through poverty.
所以我们不但要经过这个迫害的试炼，我们呢还要这个忍耐度过这个贫穷的试炼。
These saints were so poor that they had to wear goat skins and sheep skins instead of regular clothing.
所以这些圣人呢，他们是因为很贫乏，所以他们必须披着绵羊或山羊皮，而不是穿正常的衣服。
They had to live in deserts and caves, and mountains and holes, instead of living in warm, comfortable suburban home.
所以他们住在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴，而不是住在一个舒服的，好像是在这个郊外的别墅里面。
And yet, in spite of their poverty, they remain faithful and loyal to the Lord.
但是虽然他们贫乏，但是呢，对神他们却是坚贞不移的。
If you follow Jesus outside of your comfort zone, it may mean that you are going to live in poverty.
所以呢，如果你是愿意跟从主而离开你自己觉得舒适的范围之外的话呢，你可能经验的就是困乏、贫乏。
If you go back to your homeland and your supervisor finds out that you are a baptized Christian, you may not be able to climb up the career ladder, and it might even mean that you will lose your job.
所以当你回到你自己的国家的时候，当你的上级发现你是个受洗的基督徒，因为如此呢，你可能没有办法像其他人一样可以晋级，或者呢，甚至你失去了这个工作。
If you really obey Christ's command to help the poor and the underprivileged, it may mean that God will lead you to a career where you will serve them in a third world country or in the inner city.
所以如果你是遵守神的诫命，你要为那些贫穷的人服侍他们的话呢，可能神就给你一个工作，是到一个第三世界国家里面，在这些人群当中服侍他们。
Is your faith strong enough that you would remain loyal to the Lord even if your standard of living was drastically cut.
所以你的信心是不是足够让你在遵守神的呼召的时候你愿意你愿意到这个降低你的生活的舒适的水平到这些贫穷的地方去你还是可以继续忠诚的追求主吗
The third category of apparent spiritual defeat is found in verse 39.
那在这个属灵的失败的第三类呢我们可以在39节看到这些人都因为信得了美好的证据却仍未得着所应许的
Not only should we persevere through persecution and through poverty, but we should also persevere through disillusionment.
所以我们不单呢是在逼迫当中跟在贫穷当中要坚忍，我们呢在失望当中也要坚忍。
This verse talks about the people who were mighty men and women of faith who never saw God fulfill what he had promised them.
所以在这个经节里面告诉我们说信心的伟人他们虽然在经验他们呢是坚忍在失望当中坚忍虽然呢他们经过神没有应许没有实现他所应许的但是他们还是对神是很忠诚的
They dared glorious victories but they experienced spiritual defeats
他们勇于追求荣耀的得胜但他们经验的呢却是属灵上面的失败
It almost seemed like they were praying to the ceiling because God did not seem as if he was answering their prayers.
他们感觉上好像他在天花板对天花板祷告一样，因为他觉得好像神都没有回应他们的祷告。
They wanted God to speak to them, but it was almost like God was remaining silent.
他们希望神能够对他们说话，但是感觉上好像神一直都保持沉默。
In my years of ministry, I've had some years where I seem to have the Midas touch.
在我在牧会这么多年的经验当中呢，我觉得有一些年呢，有的时候我觉得我好像有那个金手指一样。
It's like everything that I would touch would turn into gold.
就像说我摸到什么就变成金子。
But there were other years when it seemed like nothing I tried.Ever really worked.
但在其他的时候呢，我觉得说好像不论我再怎么努力的做呢，就是没有一个事工是很好的。
People just didn't seem to respond very well to my ministry.
这个教会的人呢，好像对于我所做的这个牧会的这个工作没什么反应。
So, which took more faithfulness on my part to continue during my times of spiritual success?Or to persevere through times of spiritual disillusionment.
所以在哪一个环境当中更需要我对神有更多的信心呢？是在我在侍奉当中得胜的时候呢，还是我在侍奉当中觉得失败的时候更需要信心呢？
I don't understand why God seems to shower some Christians with one spiritual victory after another, and yet.There's other Christians that are just as faithful, but they continue to experience spiritual defeat.
常常我也不明白为什么在一些基督徒身上，我就看到神不断的给他们属灵上面的荣耀的得胜，但是在其他一些基督徒上面，不论他们怎么样忠心，好像他们常常经历的就是属灵上面的挫败。
We need to ask ourselves a question.
所以我们要问我们自己一个问题
：Is our faith strong enough?That we would persevere even through times of disillusionment.
我们问我们自己说，我们的信心是不是足够？虽然在失望的经验当中，我们还是可以坚忍过去。
When Christians experience spiritual defeat, some people would say, "If you had strong enough faith, God would deliver you."
所以，当我们在经历属灵上面的挫折的时候，有些人就会说，你如果有足够的信心，神他就会帮助你。
But in reality,If you have genuine faith, you would persevere through apparent defeats.
所以呢，我们就知道说，当我们有足够的信心的话，不一定要神做什么，但是我们在属灵上面的挫折的时候，我们还是可以坚忍过去。
Anyone can believe if God immediately rescues them from defeat.
如果神他立刻在一些人挫折当中就救他们的话，那大家都可以相信神。
But faith cannot grow unless it perseveres through apparent defeat.
但是你的信心只有在经历过这些属灵的挫折之后，信心才会增长。
It's at those points we should remember, never doubt in the darkness, but God has shown us in the light.
所以呢，我们必须要记得，当我们在黑暗当中的时候，我们不要忘记神在光明的时候给我们看到的是什么。
When Satan impresses us through those dark days of spiritual defeat, we must continue to believe what God has revealed to us during those days of light.
所以，当我们在属灵的黑暗的过程当中，撒旦他来攻击我们的时候，我们就不要忘记，当我们在光明的时候，神他给我们看见的是什么。
But why should we continue to remain loyal to Christ through those times of persecution?Through those times of poverty, through those times of disillusionment.
但是为什么当我们在受逼迫的时候，在我们在贫苦的时候，当我们在失望的时候，为什么还要坚忍呢？
Are we just being naive?
我们只是好像很天真这样子吗？
Are we just gluttons for punishment?
还是说我们就是喜欢人家这样子惩罚我们？
The answer can be found in verse 40.
那这个答案呢，我们可以在第四十节看到。
God has planned something better for us.So that only together with us would they be made perfect.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
The reason why these men and women persevered through apparent defeats is that they knew that even though they may lose a few spiritual battles along the way,that they would ultimately gain the ultimate victory in the war.
所以呢，对于这些人来讲，他们坚忍地度过这个属灵上面的挫折的时候，他们知道说，虽然在属灵征战上面，他们可能有一些失败，但是最终属灵的大胜利是属于他们的。
They knew that God had something better planned for them.
因为他知道说，神为他们预备了更大更好的事。
They knew.That all the bad times that they were going through would be worth the reward that was awaiting them.
他们知道说，他们现在所经历过的这些困难的事情呢，到时候看到神所预备给他们的东西的时候，就知道这些都是值得的。
So, what was the better thing that was awaiting them?
那神给他们预备更好、更美的事是什么呢？
It can be found in verses 13 through 16.
那我们可以看到，在新约十一章十三到十六节，可以找到答案。
I think it's actually 43 through 46. I'm not sure, but go ahead.
All these people were.
Yeah.
啊，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
The men and women of faith got something far better than what the world could ever offer them.
因为这些人，他们可以得到的是这个世上所能给他们的更多更好。
They could have chosen the temporary thrills of this world, but instead they chose the eternal riches of heaven.
他们也可以选择在这个暂时的地上的享受，但是呢，他们却选择了这个永恒的更好的东西。
It made sense to persevere through the persecution, through the poverty, and through the disillusionment, because that would only last for a few decades.
如果我们这样想呢，那就知道说我们这样就是合理的。也就是说，在困难的时候，在受逼迫的时候，在困苦的时候，在失望的时候，你坚忍过去的话呢，这些都值得的，因为它是暂时的。
But their heavenly reward would last forever.
但是呢，天上的这个神为我们准备呢是永恒的。
Though they may experience a few spiritual defeats on earth, it would seem one day seem insignificant.Compared to the ultimate victory that they would experience in heaven.
所以在世上的这些属灵上的挫折呢，跟以后在天上要得到的大荣耀、大胜利比起来的话，这些都是微不足道的。
Perhaps you are not yet a believer today, and life seems to be without purpose.
所以你在座当中可能有人是还不是基督徒，所以呢，你在这个生活上面觉得没有什么意义。
When you go through defeats, you have no reason for hope.
所以当你经过这些挫折的时候呢，没有盼望。
And even when you experience victories, they seem so empty because there seems to be no purpose in it all.
所以当你得到胜利的时候呢，也觉得好像很空虚，因为好像没有什么特别的目的。
But if you knew that heaven was awaiting for you,then you'd be willing to dare glorious victories because you would know that ultimately you would experience great victories.
但是如果你知道说天堂正在等着你的话，那你就会勇于追求荣耀的得胜，因为你知道你会得到这样的胜利。
And if you knew that heaven was waiting for you, you would know that the defeats that you experience in this world would not be worthy to be compared to the glory that you will experience in the afterlife.
如果你知道天堂正在等你的话，那你在世上所经历的这些挫败呢，就跟以后你在天上要得的大荣耀跟胜利比起来，就都是微不足道。
You can experience this life of meaning and purpose if you put your trust in Jesus.
如果你把你的信心放在基督耶稣的身上的话呢，那你就会经验享受到在这个世上生命的意义。
Confess to him the sins that are in your life.
对他，把你自己的罪向神忏悔。
Believe that he died on the cross to take the punishment of your sins.
你要相信他在十字架上为你死，为你的罪而流出宝血。
And rejoice that he rose from the grave so that you would experience the ultimate victory in heaven.
为他在死里又复活而欢喜，因为你知道说，因为如此，你就会得到最终的胜利。
If you would like to make that decision to believe in Jesus today, I encourage you to talk to a Christian leader you know, or to talk with me after the service.
所以你今天如果你决定想要成为一个基督徒，想要对这个信仰有所接受的话，我欢迎你等一下结束之后可以跟你属灵的领袖或者跟牧师。
Alfred Nobel became a multi-millionaire by inventing dynamite and licensing the formula to governments to make weapons.
Alfred Nobel, 他是一个百万富翁，因为呢，他发明了这个炸药，而且他把这个炸药的这个程式呢，就卖给了政府，所以政府可以做武器。
One day, Alfred's brother died, and a newspaper.Accidentally printed an obituary for Alfred instead of his brother.
So, 有一天，那个诺贝尔他的兄弟死掉了，但是呢，报纸呢，他却是为诺贝尔写了一封讣文讣告啊，而不是为他的兄弟写。
The obituary identified Alfred as the inventor of dynamite, who quote unquote made a fortune.By enabling armies to achieve new levels of mass destruction.
所以在这个讣告里面呢，他就说诺贝尔这个人，说他呢这个因为发明了炸药赚了一大笔的发财，然后呢，他又让这些军队呢有办法可以达到一个新的境界的这个集体的大屠杀的能力。
As Nobel read his own obituary.He had a chance to see how he would be remembered.
所以当这个诺贝尔他读到了这个他自己人家写他的这个讣告的时候呢，他就有机会看到说以后的人是怎么样会来记得他这个人。
And he was shocked to discover that he would only be remembered as a merchant of death and destruction.
所以呢，他就惊讶地发现说以后的人会记得他呢，就是一个。这个一个商人，他是专门做商人生意的商人。
And so Alfred Nobel decided to do something to change his legacy.
所以这个诺贝尔他就决定呢，他要做一些事情来改变历史。
He took his fortune and started a fund that would award people for their contributions to to world peace.
所以他就把他的财产捐出来，成立一个基金会，他要来奖励一些这个对于世界和平有贡献的人做奖励。
And that fund today is called the Nobel Peace.
那那个基金呢？现在就是诺贝尔和平奖的基金。
And today, when people hear the name Nobel, they no longer think of weapons of mass destruction.
所以呢，现在的人如果听到想到诺贝尔这个名字，就不会直接联想到这个大屠杀的这个举动。
Instead, they think about contributions to world peace.
相反的，这些人会想到说他对世界和平的贡献。
Unlike Alfred Nobel, you most likely will never read your obituary.In the local newspaper.
所以呢，我们可能不像这个诺贝尔这个人一样，有机会可以在我们地方的报纸上面读到自己的讣告。
You will also never have an opportunity to literally look at your own dead body.
所以呢，你可能也没有机会可以真正的看到望着自己已经死掉的身体。
But you do have an opportunity to prepare your eulogy.
但是呢，你是有机会可以为你自己的讣文做准备。
You can begin by living a life in which you are daring glorious victories and in which you are persevering through apparent spiritual defeats.
你可以怎么做准备呢？你可以开始勇于的追求荣耀的得胜，你也可以呢，坚忍的度过属灵上面的挫折。
If you do, you can be certain.That those who come behind you will find you faithful.
So, 如果你是如此行的话呢，以后后来的人看到你的时候，就会知道你是一个忠心见证的仆人。
So, I'd like for all of us to stand up together.
让我们一起起立。
And we're going to sing the song "Find Us Faithful."
我们一起来唱一首诗歌，我忠心的见证。
Wei-Yan Chan will lead us in that song.